Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX, and we welcome back to the show Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak. Always great to have you, and happy Easter to you and your family.
Yeah, happy Easter to you, and nice to have a win under our belt finally, so... Great way to start Easter.
How about that W last night? The things were aligned one thing after the other to stop you from getting that job done, but you got it done. That was a gritty win by your team.
Yeah, it would have been a tough one to lose, right? Given the fact that like all the different resources you use throughout the night to set it up, and you know, unfortunately, weren't able to close it out in the ninth. But to your point, it was just a gritty game, and Gallegos came in huge for us, and to get that run across in the 10th was big, and needless to say, it was a breath of fresh air for our group.
Yeah, 5-run seventh inning in which all kinds of things happened: walk, hit by pitch, catcher's interference, balk. They threw it all out there, and then the double by Donovan, plates 5, Dodgers come back. Boy, the Dodgers are good. I mean, obviously we know that. When you see them now in person, John, what is your impression of what the Dodgers have built here?
Well, look, seasons are long. You're going to have a lot of ups and downs, but I think the one takeaway right now is you're probably one of the hottest hitters on earth with Mookie Betts. So, trying to navigate that is difficult, and then when you have Ohtani followed by Freeman, it's a lot going on in a lineup. So, obviously very impressive. And needless to say, I mean, they have a lot of like powerful arms on that club, and, they're impressive. But, still like our club, obviously lots of things can happen. Every team sort of goes through some certain ebb and flows. For us, we're not at full strength right now. We have a lot of guys on the IL. Hopefully as we get into April and get to that midpoint of the month, we'll start to get some guys back and get closer to full strength. But the one thing I've learned in this business, it's, very rarely are you at full strength, but, for us, it was, guys are getting opportunities right now, and hopefully they can make the most of it.
Yeah, you always tell us the roster in April is not the roster you're going to see in October. Sonny Gray, let's start there. What are you hearing out of his three-inning simulated game, and what's next? Is he going to AAA?
I would think next step will be a rehab assignment. I'll get with the staff either today or tomorrow to determine next steps, but that's kind of where we're leaning, yes.
He was your big signing in the offseason. You had a number of signings. He's the big one, 3 years, $75 million. And once he comes in, that is a big change to the rotation, no question about it. The other one, of course, you look at this staff, and losing Keenan Middleton, I think, is a big deal. Is it as bad as once feared? Was it feared to be a really bad injury? Where do you stand with Keenan and his forearm?
Right now, we're pretty encouraged where he's at. I think he'll start advancing his work to where he can get on the mound here shortly. And then from there, we just have to determine how long it's going to take to build him up. But that timetable hasn't been set. But, you know, right now we're fingers crossed that he can get back to where he was prior to the injury.
Drew Rahm dealing with that biceps injury. And then you look at your trio of outfielders. Certainly it feels like Lars is a lot closer than the other two. If you could lay it out for us, Knute Barr, Edman, Carlson.
Yeah, so I think Carlson is going to feel a lot better here in the next few days, and then we'll get him back into a swinging and throwing progression and then have a better idea on his return. Right now, Lars is ramping himself up, so he should be a couple days away from getting on a rehab assignment, so that's encouraging. And then Tommy Edman, I think he is getting to the point where he's getting his strength back, and once he gets to a certain threshold there, then he'll be cleared to hit. And I do anticipate that in the next week or so.
John Mozeliak with us on KMOX. You know as well as I do, this fan base, they see the Dodgers and they want the Cardinals to regain power in the National League. They want to climb back. It's not you're unable to do what the Dodgers do to write that many checks and acquire that many. But how did you view the offseason and free agency? Was it a two-way street, John? I mean, I know you looked right. You got Sonny Gray, Lennon Gibson, and I talked about some of the others. Is it a two-way street in free agency? Do pitchers also need to want to come to St. Louis to make something happen?
Well, I think what you're seeing in the evolution of modern free agency is a lot of players have certain desires to where they want to be. That's not to say that wasn't happening 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago, but you know, there are, as the games become more global, there are certain players that are attracted to certain cities. And I think that from just a pure competitive standpoint, that's going to be difficult for the Cardinals to compete in that regard. But, you know, I still think St. Louis is a very desirable place to play. And, you know, if we can get back to our winning ways, I think it'll continue. So, to answer your question, I think that ultimately what we were trying to accomplish this past offseason was not necessarily to outbid somebody just to get someone to come here, but what we were really trying to do is find people that wanted to be here, could bring some presence to what we felt we needed in our clubhouse. And, you know, to some degree, I think we saw that last night with Lance Lynn, just a little bit of that competitive fire. I think that helps our club. I think that's what we needed. And, you know, I certainly appreciated what I got to see out of him last night and what he brings to that clubhouse.
He certainly looks rejuvenated for sure. I mean, look at, you know, the Mets, it did not work out for them last year. The Padres went crazy and it did not work out for them. You'll be facing them next. I wanted to ask you about facing Mike Schilt and actually, for that matter, Ollie Marmol, your manager. You'll have the last two managers you hired squaring off. Just your emotions and feelings when you see that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I look at it as a baseball game, Tom. I don't know what else you want me to say. I mean, it's a business. People make decisions, and you know, ultimately, I have faith in Ollie and what he's doing, and certainly we're going to approach tonight's game as most important, and then when we flip the script to tomorrow, we'll worry about tomorrow. But I don't think you go into it like with some sort of preset agenda because of who's managing or who you're competing against.
No, I totally see that. And I thought that would certainly be the case because that is an example of baseball and the business of it. And you have a staff backing Ollie Marmol that I know you're very happy about. I did want to ask you about, a lot of fans ask me about Yadier Molina and kind of where that current situation is with him. I know that at some point he will be advising and helping this club.
Yeah, and he is some of that we're in touch with, but right now he is asked to be allowed to deal with some things at home, and that's what he's going to do. And, you know, from time to time, I can pick up the phone. I do imagine that he'll probably do a tour of our minor league system here in a little bit. But again, great resource to have, and any way we can tap into it, we're going to take advantage of.
One more thing. I've learned a lot through spring training that you throw spring training stats in the trash, and that works both ways, whether it's pitching or hitting. But Paul Goldschmidt, his numbers weren't very good, and he came out on fire in that first game and actually drove in your winning run last night. Your look at the former MVP, Paul Goldschmidt, and for that matter, Nolan Arenado on the other side, John.
Well, I think Goldie was working on some things in camp. You know, clearly, I think even he would admit to this, that you are looking to have a little more success than perhaps he did. But, you know, just the way he goes about it, both he and Nolan, they're just very consistent in their process. They believe in their process. So, you know, is guys like that typically end up having success because they know how they're going to go about it. And, you know, I think in Goldie's case, it was nice to see him get off to a nice start on that opener. You know, ultimately, it's about winning games. But, you know, his contribution throughout the year, I think, is going to be something that we're all going to be grateful for. And I think in Nolan's case, you know, he wants to reestablish himself as that elite, elite player in the game. And so, you know, I think both these guys had really good off seasons. Spring trainings, as you point out, sometimes it's a good compass for what you may do, and sometimes it's not all that helpful. And, you know, hopefully in Goldie's case, it's not a reflection on how the year is going to go. But, you know, these guys are pros. They know what is expected of them, and they know what's expected of themselves. And so they're really great anchors to have on a team.
Yeah, you do. And with that combination, that young group with Gorman and Walker and Wynn and Scott, not to mention Zach Thompson, who is in your rotation for the moment, it is interesting to see that combination and how that all works together. I know the ebbs and flows of the season are underway, and a good win for you last night in Los Angeles. Good luck. You have a chance to get a split here in L.A.
That would be awesome. We would definitely take that.
Appreciate you. Thank you, John. Happy Easter. John Mozeliak, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, with us on KMOX. It's 11:42. Quick timeout. We'll come back. A quick word from our good friend Ron Edgar, and then we have Ollie Marmol is going to join us, the Cardinals manager, in just a few minutes on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.